And indeed, that's Leroy Hudson. I'm David Love Jones. This is a show called African Rhythms, and we're here on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio. And we started with the incredible Chicago soul of Leroy Hudson in a way to welcome back Jason Hoover. And I mean, I know you like him.
I love him, man.
Yeah, Leroy Hudson, the smooth Chicago kind of soul. I mean,
totally Chicago.
A lot of class, too. And Jason, if you've been paying attention to my shows in 2012, we've been overviewing his career back in the 60s, 70s, some of the important stuff that he did, like his own 45s, like King Size would be the first one.
That was my baby.
Yeah.
I'd love to have written it. I wrote it, so it's important, man. It blows your mind. It's sort of like a standard, not like Midnight Hour, Soul Man. It's sort of like right in there.
Yeah. You know? But yeah. We're going to go into a little bit more about Jason's career, and back in 67 we have some awesome footage of him live in 67.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Live on the CBC. Thank God for the CBC that they recorded you.
Yes, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to buy my home without those CBC Let's Go shows that went across Canada.
That's great. Well, that's awesome that they paid you.
Oh, they paid me very well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, listen, let's listen just for perspective's sake to Anvil Chorus, a short-lived band you were in, but interestingly, they did their version of King Size, and let's check it out right now.
I wasn't in this. It's the old Piranha Brothers with Steve Holden and the original Jimmy Harmad, who wrote King Size with me.
Right.
So they tried to write another King Size. Let's listen to it.
Yeah, let's check it out. Mm-hmm. The alternate, unreleased, actually, version.
When the sun goes down, I need new shoes. Look, God, I'm so stoned. All right, man, come on now, show them one time. Go on, get in here. Give it to you, King Size.
Some extra lyrics they threw in there.
It's all right. That's flattering.
Yeah.
It's definitely flattering.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was one of your arguably biggest songs, and here it is as an unreleased version with somebody covering or imitating Jason Hoover.
Steve Holden, and you notice how Jimmy Harmata had his guitar very prominent in that one.
It's interesting, though, that somehow it never came about or never surfaced or anything.
Well, Jimmy always wanted to try using the Anvil Chorus name, you know. He got tired of being Jason Hoover this and Jason Hoover that, so... I don't blame him. The guy is worthy of his own career. Although he's a millionaire, he doesn't need it.
Yeah, well, Anvil Chorus is just an interesting short little development in your career. I mean, you started out with the Epics. We're going to hear some killer Epics material in a moment. So let's listen to the B-side of the original Kingside, Baby, I Love You.
Oh, I love this song, man.
David Love Jones, and you're listening to African Rhythms. For the second time, we've got soul, Vancouver soul legend, local legend, Jason Hoover on the show. That's the B-side of his first big single, folks. Yeah, we're going to get into next, Soul Unlimited. And Soul Unlimited is another band that was on the Live at the Grooveyard compilation, another top local band, and they've got a great Wilson Pickett. They cover the great Wilson Pickett track, Midnight Mover. Carl Graves and Soul Unlimited covering Midnight Mover. This is back on the 67 Let's Go show, which is a pretty hip local TV show.
You're talking Carl Graves and Soul Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
They were never on CBC show.
Yeah, I've got them recorded right here on the Let's Go show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, let's check it out. Yeah. I never knew that.
It's pretty killer. I think I'm pretty sure you're going to like this.
Right.
Carl Graves of Soul Unlimited, a couple of quick questions. Do you have any tour planned for Canada or BC?
Well, we hope to move across Canada and go back east.
How about records?
Well, we might be doing a thing on an LP for BC only, but that's
at BC's Grooveyard nightclub.
Yeah, something like
that. How did I know that?
Oh, how did you know that?
They do a great job on I'm a Midnight Mover, Carl Graves and Soul Unlimited.
Yeah.
California Soul, a different version there that you don't usually hear, and that's Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. Before that, we heard Soul Unlimited and their version of Midnight Mover, some local stuff.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. I mean, what do I know anyways about the competition?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of episodes of Let's Go. It's hard to remember everybody. Come on, that was a long time ago, buddy.
It's a long time ago,
but,
really.
You know, Marvin and Tammy Terrell, like, unbeatable combo. You know?
He is.
The next thing we're going to do is we're going to listen to our first track from live on the CBC in 1967, a show called Let's Go. On this particular show, Jason Hoover and the Epics, his super powerful band, at that moment, they did an incredible cover of George Clinton's I Want to Testify. So let's check that out next. You're listening to David Love Jones, special guest Jason Hoover here on African Rhythms.
I hope you like soul music, because that's what we're presenting today on Let's Go. I'm Jason Hoover. These are the Epics.
Happy
And that, incredibly, is Jason Hoover way back in 1967, live on the CBC television. In fact, you hosted the whole show on that show.
It was our show, yeah. And I used to do all those shows, man, because Vancouver at that time was one of the only cities in anywhere in North America outside of San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles that played black music in the radio stations and the show. So I would have to come and do the hot tunes of the week. And finally, he gave us a show, which I was so happy, man. And that song, I Want to Testify, by the Parliaments. We needed that. Canada stuff.
No, it's incredibly good stuff. And it's just so great to see, you know, in Vancouver, you know, you hosting a TV show and people really getting into the music. I mean, you got to pick the top three of the week, and then a little bit later we'll hear your version of a Jimi Hendrix song, which was big that week. Wow. Like, and then Epics are so fresh, they're just a hot band, and you're just, you can see the excitement in your face in this video footage. But you know, let's go into your version live from the CBC of It's Growing.
All right. Yeah.
Right now, we'd like to do two numbers off our album, Live at the Grooveyard, It's Growing, and Knock on Wood.
Nobody knows. Vancouver, British Columbia, way back in 1967. You're listening to African Rhythms, and for the second time, my incredible guest and soul historian, Jason Hoover.
Wow, and the story on it is that we were in the we just got back off the road from Edmonton and Calgary, and we went into the Elegant Parlor, and this man named Bobby Taylor was singing this song, and I had to do it. You see the people dancing, and it was really a grab.
Yeah, well, we're going to overview, of course, one of the biggest soul legends out of Canada is Bobby Taylor, and we're going to play a couple of his songs, and your association with Bobby is ongoing. You're in touch with him now.
Oh, yeah. He actually invited me out to Hong Kong and do the Orion,
yeah.
But things didn't fall in properly, but it's still live and well. Mm. But we talk almost weekly on video call
that's great.
And Skype.
No, I'm happy for him that he's had regular gigs out there, and at 77, 78 years old, he's still going, and there's some footage on YouTube you can see of him live at that restaurant in the last year or two that he's been playing at.
Skylark Lounge,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to just drop into it for a moment, The Temptations, He Who Picks a Rose, but you know, just sort of a special moment. Your association, did you meet sometimes the Temptations coming through town?
I
know Bobby's pretty tight with them.
I knew Kendricks and Ruffin.
Yeah.
And during the World's Fair, they played I guess they called it the Forum, the Live Forum in Expo.
Mm.
And got to know them well. We opened for them every night.
Right. Yeah. So you would, yeah, I mean, it's a tragic story, but I mean, such huge success, but also a lot of tragedy associated with Kendrick and Ruffin.
Oh, we're not going to get into that, but he had a great personality, and he was a wonderful guy. You know, that's all I can say.
Eddie Kendricks?
I'm talking about Kendricks. Now, yeah. David Ruffin was more of a person that kept to himself.
Yeah.
He was very quiet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but he had it all inside, man. He was my favorite singer until I heard Bobby Taylor.
Yeah, phenomenal, phenomenal singers, for sure. Here they are, The Temptations. And that is Minnie Riperton, a track called Simple Things. Before that, we heard the Temptations, but a very special singer, no longer with us, Jason. But what a talent.
Oh, my God, yes. It was the greatest as far as I was concerned. And I'm telling you, during that period, they should make a movie about that period of time, because everybody that's younger than myself... should know what really happened when we were bumping shoulders with the Four Tops, you know, Diana Supremes. We were filling in for Bobby Taylor in the Vancouvers every time they left town at the After Hours Club, you know. And
Yeah, you went out to Toronto for a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. We had family out there. But the thing about it was, I mean, my stepfather was out there. Yeah. You know, it was wonderful for me to really just bump shoulders. And I wasn't feeling that good after the band broke up. And, you know, we're talking the fourth version of the trials, Jason.
Oh, okay, when you broke up, right, yes. I see. So when you went out to Toronto, I mean, there's an artist I want to play from you from Toronto who's quite revered internationally now, and that's Carla Whitney.
Oh,
and she was on she was on Attic Records.
I never met her, though.
You never met her, yeah. So did you ever hear about her at all? Or?
No.
Because she's pretty obscure.
At that time, it was Lisa Del Bello and Sean Jackson. They ruled.
I mean, she definitely seems to have got slept on. So here, let's check out a track right now by her. This is from her album.
You're too much, David, sneaking in all these great tunes, man. I haven't heard any songs.
I think you'll really like this one. She's a real talent.
Come back around. keep on telling you the truth. Right on, now come on, yeah, let's get it.
That's it. That's the incredible Carla Whitney. Choka Campbell, I believe he came up from Motown, moved to Canada, and he did the production on this.
That was fabulous. That was Attic Records out of Toronto.
Yeah, 75. We figured out the year that came out, although some of it sounds older slightly, but, you know, it's from the funky 70s. You can tell the band was hot.
Yeah, we all had froze and stuff, afros.
She's definitely sporting one of those. There's no question.
Man, see, seems like yesterday to me, man.
Let's just sort of drift into this instrumental.
Right now, we'd like to introduce and feature the young girl who's really been talking to you, Barbara Young, and the band with Hip Hugger.
And indeed, that was the hottest band around at the time. That's Jason's band, that's the Epics, live on TV on Let's Go, the CBC, 1967. Doing the great Booker T track, right?
Oh man, that was great. You know, that's what we tried to be, was Booker T and the MGs, and I thought I was Otis Redding at that point.
Yeah, no, it's a tight band. You can really hear it on this track, like just how funky they are. You
know? We worked hard.
Yeah.
In the basement of my home.
Yeah, you know, guys were practicing all the time, and then you were going and checking out other bands and seeing how they were. And who was this early character that was booking all the bands that we were talking about earlier?
Well, we had a few of the managers, man, the booking the band, but Jason Hoover and the Epics was tied in with Tom Northcott as well as Jack Hirshhorn. They did a lot of our bookings for us.
Right, but earlier, you were mentioning
about
this Bob...
About Bobby Hawk, Bobby Jamerson.
Yeah.
He didn't book us more than just once, and that was like a Tina Turner show.
Right.
Went right across Canada.
Yeah.
He was a silent promoter. Nobody knew how. Yeah. And he brought in Little Richard.
But he also was developing local black soul scene, right?
Well, like he had his niece, mm-hmm. And she was in the Apollos.
Right. That's right. Yeah, the Apollos were one of the female. We're going to excuse me, we're going to feature her on one of the feature Russell? Shows.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she did that reunion gig with, but yeah, this
Bobby Hawk was his nickname.
Bobby Hawk, yeah.
But it was Bobby Jameson.
I see, Bobby Jameson, right. Yeah, I mean, it seems like he really played an integral part in either booking bands from out of town or just developing and getting soul talents into the, I guess, the elegant parlor. I mean, Little Daddy and the Bachelors was the original band who played at the Elegant Parlor, which was an after hours, and then Bobby Taylor took over.
That's right.
And then you guys came along later, so this
was the hot place
to be.
No, what happened is Bobby Taylor became very popular and was on his way, and he was playing gigs in Seattle and whatnot. This is before he met Diana, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had, and this was Rael Johnson and myself,
mm-hmm.
we had a pickup band of Bernie Sneed
mm-hmm.
and Floyd Sneed from eventually the Three Dog Night, the drummer.
Right.
And we had a guitar player. It'd be either Harmata or Patterson.
Right. You know. So Little Daddy and the Bachelors were sort of the first hot band that was playing the late night scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Bobby Taylor. And then, of course, when Bobby Taylor got signed to Motown, and then he moved here to Detroit.
And went to Detroit.
After he got signed to Motown. So that really changed the kind of scene here, too. But, of course, Tommy Chong, being the owner of the Elegant Parlor, he
exactly.
sort of helped make it happen in his own way. And then this other gentleman, the guitar player, Henry Young.
Henry Young.
He played with Bobby
him.
Taylor, and he was sort of a very hip local guitar player.
Like. Henry Young was badass on his own.
Yeah.
He would book and play, you know, just instrumental stuff.
Yeah.
Just himself and a drummer and a bass player. You know, Henry Young is definitely should be, have been, you know, big time.
Yeah, big up.
Oh, yeah.
Big up to Henry Young. Well, listen, like, next, let's actually listen to your live version of...
Called The Wind Cries Mary.
Yeah, no, this is great. I just heard it for the first. I just heard it for the first time last night. But man, this is super exciting. And this is African Rhythms. You're listening to Jason and David. Jason is a local soul legend, and we're overviewing some more things from his career. And here he is, live back in '67 again, doing "The Wind Cries Mary," Jimi Hendrix.
But tonight we're going to bring you the top three blues tunes in Vancouver. The Jets are in their boxes, and the clouds have all gone to bed. You can see happiness standing on downstream, footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merry. A broom is thoroughly sweeping of the pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere king has no one. And the wind cries merrily. And the wind
cry, Mary. But will the wind ever remember all the names it has borne in the past? With this club, this old age that has wisdom, the wisdom knows this will be the last. And the wind, it screams, Mary.
There you go, Charles Bradley. In modern day, he's getting famous in his 60s. That's amazing, eh? Like, I mean, he was just a James Brown cover artist and stuff for the rest of his life, and now they made a documentary about him. He's
from New York.
He sells out the Commodore, you know. I mean, he's unbelievably popular, and raw soul music is reaching the people once again.
There you go.
Yeah, it's nice to know, hey?
It's nice to know you, David. You know, I've never met anybody who knows music as well as you do, and the thing about it is you're from England.
English people are obsessive about soul music. I guess that's the first thing to know.
Hey, man. Gosh, I really appreciate
their passion. There's no end to it, really. You know, there's no end to their interest.
Definitely a start, though. I tell you, I was there.
Yeah. Well, listen, I've got another artist to play for you.
All right.
And that is, you know, the Stair Steps and the Five Stair Steps.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, when they did this record for George Harrison's label, mm-hmm. they were the Stair Steps. But mm-hmm. Kenny Burke, but, you know, they had their own problems with drugs and stuff. But what phenomenal talents. They could have been as big as the Jacksons or this kind of thing.
Yes, that's what George was probably hoping, you know, when he did make them. Hey, listen, they're phenomenal. Check them out.
Yeah, no, this is a track
called... A lot of people don't know who they are.
Yeah, it's a track called Passado. This is Slept On Stuff.
I never heard this one.
That's the Stair Steps and Kenny Burke, but also George Harrison's label, Billy Preston on keyboards. So, I mean, you can hear the talents in the instrumental, the harmonizing. Oh, I mean, it's first class stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, you know that George, he produced it. And, you know, at that time, Billy Preston became the fifth Beatle, you know.
Yeah.
And,
he was a heavy dude. So.
Even though Yoko Ono was involved, it was all Billy Preston, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny how the Beatles became funky, man, at the end of their...
With Billy Preston, for sure, yeah. Man. Well, I mean, I guess with the Stair Steps there, doing that Passado track on that mid-70s album, George, there's a bit of, Billy Preston followed George away from the Beatles, then it's really classy stuff, but... We Are All People, I was going to play that one next, for a moment, we should talk about, this place out in New West, the Epics, Jason Hoover, the Epics originally played at the Hollywood Bowl, and then it became the Grooveyard, but it had the bouncy dance floor, just like the Commodore Ballroom.
Oh, yeah, and it was a little bit smaller than the Commodore, but it was lined up and it was packed. Yeah. And during the days of Jason Hoover and the Epics and the Night Train review and Carl Graves and Saul Unlimited with the Rabel Brothers,
those were the days.
Guaranteed sellouts, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, this one's from a little bit later, and it's almost getting a little bit funky and a little bit rock in cool kind of ways, but We Are All People. What a track.
Thank you, man. I wrote that once.
Nice.
Yeah. shake your head now. Darling, do the single-ling now, baby. Shake, shake, shake now. You don't know. I'll try now. You don't know now, woman. Ow! The funky ball, yeah. Get it.
BC's Grooveyard Nightclub.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's getting into the 70s. The Trials of Jason Hoover. Great track, Rhythm is the Way. Definite a nod to Sly Stone, shall we say. And then Funky Broadway, Dyke and the Blazers. So that was like a big regional hit at the time.
Yeah, it was Wilson Pickett. He did it first.
Right. Wilson Pickett and Dyke and the Blazers. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, of course. So Wilson Pickett. I mean, I guess he was pretty towering because Soul Unlimited, they were doing Midnight Mover. So Wilson Pickett was pretty out there.
Well, he came to town and he knocked us out at the Gardens. I guess you don't know the Gardens is, but he knocked that place out, man. I mean, he was too much. Wilson Pickett was a true, true entertainer, man. And, I mean, we didn't get Otis Redding here. We tried.
Yeah. Just couldn't say. Well, in the background, we're listening to a little bit of the Majestics, and this is their version of Tell Mama. Did they ever come out here, the Majestics?
Yeah.
So they were pretty well known?
Yep.
Yeah, all right, well, let's check them out for a sec.
Tell Mama.
There they are, the Majestics. They're pretty hot. I mean, that's a nice
King Curtis.
It does sound a lot like King Curtis, whose instrumental of Tell Mama became, I think, Instant Groove, I believe. But yeah, no, that's pretty hot stuff. But, you know, we're setting it up with Bobby Taylor, and I know the first track, you're not so familiar with, Blackmail, which is the B-side of one of his huge Northern Soul songs, I've Been Blessed B-side. And then the other song is his unreleased, until it came out on his CD in the last few years, of All I Need. So a couple of smoking tracks.
Of them I haven't heard. David, this will be my virginal hearing.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bobby Taylor... his influence in the world, I think in time, he's going to be considered one of the greatest ever.
Well, discovering the Jackson 5, you know, and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, even beyond that, just his songwriting. I believe in miracles. He gets massive,
Does Your Mama Know About Me?
Does Your Mama, Melinda.
Going out with a white woman or white girl. And, you know, those days it was taboo.
Yeah, no, it really was. You know, this Blackmail, pretty smoking track, so let's check it out.
Lose my
Vancouver soul legend, one of the greatest ever in soul music, Bobby Taylor. Some unreleased stuff that's released in the last 10 years, All I Need, his version of the Temps track, Blackmail, B-side of one of his rare sought-after Northern Soul singles, I've Been Blessed, the B-side.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Bobby.
Yeah, no, it's great stuff. And then in the background again here, we're listening to The Majestics and Funky Broadway to go out. And then we're going to end our second show together, Jason, with a fantastic Freedom Train. Really, apparently according to Rob at Neptune, and thanks again to Rob for your indispensable knowledge.
Rob, and, I love you, man.
Yeah,
I'm number one fan. I don't believe what you have. Every copy, pictures, everything of my career.
Yeah.
If you
yeah, DVDs. Man. I mean, he got me a DVD of that Live in 67.
Oh,
and Rob at Neptune and Vinyl Records. You know, we've collaborated like nobody's business, and it's great. You know, it's like one community record shop out to another, you know, to it be beyond kind of making money.
But
you know,
David,
it's about culture.
I love your new shop. It's looking so good, man. I couldn't believe it. He's got a record store. Everybody, you're going to have to come and see it. 319 West Hastings, man. It's kicking.
Oh. Oh, thanks, buddy. I try not to big it up too much on the show just so it's not too commercial, but it's all good. And, you know, we're going to go out with Freedom Train, and it's our second show together. We got more material to do another show in the future, and I know then it's going to be, you know, we're going to get to that, all of the other stuff. And so, peace and love to you, buddy. We'll
back
do it again,
you, David.
Soon.
Yeah. Without you, this town would be without somebody pushing soul on the radio. You're something else. David Love Jones, everybody.
And of course, you're listening to African Rhythms, and we're here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. So, peace and love to you, my friend. And we'll
and
see
Merry
you.
Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to everybody. We will be back to do another show in the new year. We promise. We've got so much more material, so much more about local Vancouver soul history.
So many songs and recorded so many songs.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, even about others, you know, other people coming up in the 60s, 70s, we got to big them up and get them on the show too, because otherwise it's not going to be told soul history, the local history of Vancouver soul music. Indeed. Peace and love.
You did a good job.
Thank you, buddy. Freedom Train, Jason Hoover, going out.
be a free man.